You are listening to A Summary of Innovation, a book by Tom Gorman.
Innovation is a hot buzzword that's generated a lot of confusion. Early on, Tom Gorman emphasizes that he, for one, does not limit his definition of innovation to revolutionary change, nor to the fundamental transformation of a product. Instead, he defines innovation as any product, service, or process that springs from a new idea. Innovation, he says, can be a matter of marketing or packaging. He has no new theories, nor even many new tips. But he provides a clear, extremely accessible introduction to the innovation process, demystifying it so you'll feel almost irresistibly drawn to take part in it. With its definitions of key words and breakdown of complex realities into manageable stages and diagrams, Gorman's book is a good beginner's guide, and his integration of multiple models and all divisions of an organization may give even experienced innovators additional tools. Get Abstract suggests that you stick this bright little manual into your back pocket and get to work.
What is innovation? Innovation is making something new based on a new idea. Simply coming up with the idea doesn't qualify you as an innovator. You must use it to produce something in the real world. As you develop ideas, you move from an initial flash of possibility into something larger, more specific, and more focused. Rather than remaining potential, an innovation, a new product, service, or process, solves a real problem. Innovation is thus satisfying in and of itself, but it is also a way to make money. In fact, you could say that innovation drives the world economy. People and businesses will always have problems to solve. Thus, innovation can happen in many ways. For example, what Apple did with the personal computer. Apple didn't invent the computer. Other people did, and businesses were already using computers when Apple came on the scene. However, the large mainframe computers of the time were hard to use. IBM dominated the mainframe market, but it didn't lead the way to smaller computers. DEC developed a mini computer. But even DEC didn't develop and popularize the microcomputer. Apple did. It took an existing product, shrunk it, redesigned it, and made it simpler to use. In the delivery market, Federal Express changed the way individuals and businesses ship things. It used sorting hubs rather than shipping items directly. Ralph Lauren developed lifestyle marketing, pitching an all-encompassing identity with thematic advertisements. Some principles of innovation. When you examine innovation, these themes come up over and over. 1. Technology drives innovation. Computers are not the only kind of technology. Technologies such as lasers, new fibers, and ergonomics have led to innovations in everything from sneakers to surgery. 2. Innovations spread quickly. Businesses have solved the design and distribution problems that used to slow the adoption of innovative products. Now individuals and businesses in developing countries can adopt new products immediately, without having used their precursors. They don't need to use typewriters and then computers, for example. 3. Scramble competitors complicate things. A scramble competitor shakes up an entire market or industry. For example, Amazon changed bookselling, which, before it came on the scene, took place in bricks and mortar stores, not on the internet. A scramble competitor can turn up in any industry at any time. If you face a scramble competitor, imitate it. 4. Marketing always matters. Products aren't just things, they also represent consumers' emotions and ambitions. For example, sending your package by FedEx will not only get it to its destination quickly, it will also make the recipient feel important. Why some products succeed? Put yourself in your customer's shoes. To succeed, new products must take their needs as well as your company's capacity into account. 1. Improve your customers' lives. Your product should make their tasks easier, more fun, or more profitable. 2. Address the entire need, not just part of it. Early personal computers required users to install software with little guidance. Finally, manufacturers realized they should sell the computers with pre-installed software. 3. Make using the product intuitive. Don't assume, if we make it, they will buy it. The more you need to educate your customers, the less likely it is that your new product will take off. 4. Consider production and sales challenges. If a product costs more to make than its sticker price, you don't have a viable product. 5. Don't pour money into bad ideas. Sometimes politics determines whether a company will go ahead with a project or terminate it. Ground your decisions in practical reality, not personal relationships. The product life cycle. Some people rush to embrace new ideas and products, while others resist change. Innovators are the first to jump on board, followed by the early adopters. As the early majority sees others using the product, they decide to try it, then come the skeptical late majority and finally the laggards. Products go through a life cycle, as these different groups adopt them. When you first introduce a new product, sales are slow. Once it finds its market, sales climb steeply during a growth stage. During maturity, sales level off and finally decline. At the end of the cycle, only the laggards keep using the product, while the other groups have turned their attention to something new. Technology has sped up both the rate of introduction of new products and their life cycles. Adapt your marketing strategies to your product's customers and life cycle. Since innovators are rare, take a personal touch with them. For example, give them samples to generate word of mouth. The early stage is the most crucial. During this period, you must generate buzz, get your product to the right critics, and respond quickly to complaints. Once your product has reached maturity, shift strategies. Add useful new features, perhaps incorporating the competitor's best elements, and accent your brand identity. The innovative corporation. The classic image of an inventor is a lone man tinkering in a garage. But some corporations have a strong record of innovation. Some large companies devote resources and discipline to encouraging creativity. The best succeed by keeping the focus on the customer, rather than letting engineering departments run the process. Take these 6 steps. 1. Idea generation. Consider your customers' wants and needs. Use customer surveys and focus groups to get a sense of what they like and dislike about your current products and how they use them. 2. Concept testing. Ask consumers what they think of the product idea. Often, what corporations call research is actually gathering support for a decision that management has already made. Instead, abandon your preconceptions and keep an open mind. If you can't afford a prototype, use simulations, flow charts, and representations to make the new concept's function and utility clear. 3. Prototype design. Make the product, or at least enough of it to test. Examine factors such as ease of production and use, cost, and customer support. 4. Product testing. Identify and fix problems in design, production, and performance. Involve engineers and marketers. Beta test the product with likely users. 5. Market testing. Instead of focusing on the product, focus on consumers. How much will you charge for the product? How will you advertise the product? Include tough prospects in market tests. Communicating only with early adopters will make you unjustifiably optimistic. 6. Product launch. Make a little, sell a little. Start small, then expand into a larger market. Educate salespeople and distributors about the new product. Beware of common impediments to corporate innovation. Organizations grow because they did something well. Naturally, they want to continue doing it, rather than trying something new. Strong corporate cultures develop not invented here syndrome, and reject ideas from the outside. Some companies focus too intently on the short term, and some are so large that they lose sight of where their products are in their life cycles, misallocating resources and passing up opportunities for innovation. To prevent these problems, develop a strategic plan for innovation, and establish business units dedicated to product development. Find ways to reduce your time to market, and keep an eye on changes in new models, especially among competitors. Use your head, both its left and its right side. The only way to generate good ideas is to generate many ideas, both good and bad. The right side of your brain is creative, emotional and intuitive, while the left side is critical and rational. Separate these two brain functions when you're trying to be creative, otherwise your left side will shoot down your right side's ideas before they have a chance to develop. Involve everyone in the organization in brainstorming. Provide clear guidelines and standard forms to prompt contributions, and reward employees whose ideas you select for development. Create a culture in which individuals and groups feel they can voice any idea, no matter how wild. Encourage examination of the business situation. Ask the journalists questions of who, what, where, when, why, and how to pinpoint problem areas. Look for information gaps. Follow trends and anticipate the backlash against them. Keep everyone informed about what you do with their ideas. Protect your ideas with patents, trademarks, and other legal safeguards. Then bring in the left side of the brain. Don't fall in love with ideas, they are just raw materials that have a long way to go before they become profitable innovations. And don't evaluate ideas in the abstract as good or bad. Instead, use standard criteria to determine whether an idea fits with your organization's core mission and fills a customer need. Assess whether you can develop it profitably. Identify the size and nature of the market for the product. Kill inappropriate ideas quickly and move on to testing the ones with promise. Design is everything. Customers aren't buying your ideas, they're buying their physical manifestations. Therefore, design is crucial. Design refers to everything from software architecture to aesthetics, and it's much more important than in the past. Since quality is a given, design sends a brand message that differentiates your product from the pack. Start product design by looking at customers' basic needs. Beyond simple functionality, the product should be ergonomic, visually pleasing, easy to use and customize, safe and environmentally responsible. Services are more difficult to design because the human element is unpredictable. Many companies that design products carefully don't pay nearly as much attention to sales and customer service. Service delivery should be smooth and transparent. Blast off. To launch your new product on its life cycle, you must reach the innovators and early adopters first. This is even more important for niche than for mass market products. Because these early audiences need education, the sales force, distributors, and retailers must understand the product well. In fact, think of these business partners as your product's first target market. Get them excited. Provide free samples or bonuses for sales. Demographic studies can tell you where the early adopters are, so can studies of people who already use similar products. If your company has a reputation as cutting edge, the early adopters will find you. Craft a message that grabs customers' attention and delivers a powerful value proposition that explains clearly why they should buy the product. Demonstrate how it will solve a problem, increase productivity, cut costs, or put them on top of a trend. Use a mix of media and venues such as live demonstrations at trade shows, free samples, press kits, and websites where customers can place orders, learn new information, and connect with other users. Your goal is to generate word-of-mouth publicity. If another company has a strength that yours lacks, form a strategic alliance. For example, one company produces the product while the other distributes or markets it. More complicated are alliances in which one company capitalizes on another's innovation, using materials that the second company developed. Still more complex are programs of shared or parallel research. Strategic alliances can benefit both parties, but unfortunately, they can also cause problems. You can't count on synergy. Alliances require active management, and in some cases, you'll need to make sure you haven't duplicated weaknesses or overreached your goals.